The woman we hate the most because she covers the IRS.
Yes.
Naomi Jagoda joins us. Why don't you bring her in, please?
All right. Naomi Jagoda joins us here. She is Bloomberg's tax senior reporter. Naomi, April 15th has come and gone. Presumably, everybody who's filing taxes has done so. Now it's up to the IRS to process them. How prepared are they to actually do this thing in a timely fashion these days?
Well, if you filed your return electronically and requested your to get your refund by direct deposit, you should get it fairly quickly. The biggest challenge is if you filed your tax return on paper. The IRS already has a backlog of paper tax returns. It still hasn't processed all of the tax returns that were filed last year by paper.
Really?
So, yeah.
What percentage of tax returns are done paper?
The overwhelming majority are filed electronically. I believe it's 90% plus.
Okay. But they're having, I mean, I envision the IRS offices around the country literally just overwhelmed in paper, not that well computerized. Is that a fair vision?
I think that's pretty fair to say that they're pretty overwhelmed with paper. You know, there is an IRS watchdog who has referred to paper as the agency's kryptonite.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, not that I want to sell Adobe here, but Adobe and others are into the digitization of paper. Is the IRS last in line?
You know, there have been recommendations for the IRS to use 2D barcoding, to use other sort of scanning technologies to... that would sort of help convert paper returns essentially to be more like electronic returns.
Yeah. Can I just editorialize here,
sure.
Paul, that I believe Mr. Trump simplified my taxes,
mm-hmm.
and my packet is thicker and my bill is bigger.
Exactly.
That's what
right.
I know.
Well, all I know is my daughter helped her two brothers file their tax returns via TurboTax. So I think she can have a side hustle here doing tax returns. But I mean, it seems like the IRS is one of those government agencies that was really hurt by the shutdown of 2020. And maybe are they still kind of in a catch-up mode there?
Yeah, I think they're still playing catch-up. They pretty much closed their offices for a few months, you know, early in the pandemic in 2020. And sort of ever since then, they've been playing a bit of catch-up.
You mean, you're the pro at this. You know, I was making jokes about it, folks. Naomi Jagoda is like legendary at this. The names where we send envelopes to, Paul, help me, Denver, Kansas City, I think maybe Oklahoma, I can't remember. What do those buildings actually look like? I mean, are they like flat buildings, office space that's like 7 football fields? I mean, what, when we send our envelope somewhere, where does it actually go?
There are 3 main tax processing centers that the IRS has in Ogden, Utah,
nice.
Austin, and Kansas City. And, you know, certain parts of the process of, you know, processing those paper returns have to be done manually, which is a big challenge.
But it was 10 years ago. What happened? What's the difference between now and 15 years ago?
Well, as I mentioned before, the pandemic kind of caused the IRS, you know, they shut down their facilities for a few months, and they've still been struggling to pay catch up. Okay. The other thing is that the IRS... you know, they have they face hiring challenges. They recently got the authority to hire several thousand workers through an expedited process, and they've been holding a lot of job fairs and stuff like that in an effort to just hire more people, bring more people on board to process these returns.
One quick final question: do we want the IRS to get more efficient?
I don't like to express my own personal opinions, but you know,
it's
people,
surveillance.
There
you're allowed to, Naomi. You know, you're allowed. No one's listening, Naomi. It's okay.
there certainly have been people who have been waiting for tax returns for months, and
okay.
I think they would like to see their, you know, to see the returns process faster, to get the refunds faster.
Okay.
I think that's fair to say.
And Naomi Jagoda, thank you so much with Bloomberg Tax as well. I didn't tell her that
Yeah.
that bill ate the envelope and it didn't get in.